Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You, and thank you for taking the time to join us today. My name is Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and I am so delighted to be your host and with you today. We're going to be talking about Proctor Place. That is our feature cover story for the July 2015 issue of Healthy Cells. Now, the article is fairly detailed, but we wanted to have the opportunity to get more information about Proctor Place as it is very popular. Now, speaking of popular, the July issue of Healthy Cells has been just blowing out of the stands, as we say in the business, and we're restocking already, which is a good thing. But we felt, though, because of the popularity, we wanted to learn more about Proctor Place. And to share some light on this topic, we have special guest Amy Durbin, and let me introduce you to this terrific lady. Amy Durbin is the Life Care Planning Manager at Proctor Place. She has been at Proctor Place since April of 2014, and prior to joining the team at Proctor Place, she worked for 7 years with the American Red Cross Blood Services Region in Peoria. She is a Peoria native and lives in town with her husband, Jake, and their dog, Mac. And we were talking about Mac just a little bit earlier. And he's a boxer, right, Amy?
Right.
So
right.
Welcome to the show. It's Thanks. Great to have you here. Now, before we jump into the program, what exactly is your job as the Life Care Planning Manager?
Primarily what I do is meet with prospective residents and their families. I introduce them to the benefits of Life Care at Proctor Place and help them understand all of the things that we do for our residents.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Now, the Proctor name is so well known in Peoria. Can you give us a bit of history behind Proctor Place?
Sure. Our founder is John C. Proctor. He was a successful businessman in Peoria back in the late 1800s. He never married. He had no children. He owned John C. Proctor Lumber Company and was the president of First National Bank for 31 years. Throughout his business career, he donated enough money to purchase a building and equipment for a 100-bed hospital, then called Cottage Hospital, which now obviously has been renamed Proctor Hospital. Mm-hmm. In his honor. In his will, he also established the John C. Proctor Endowment, which started both the Proctor Home as well as the Proctor Recreation Center, which is now owned by Peoria Park District. The trustees of John C. Proctor Endowment still oversee Proctor Place.
Mm-hmm. And that is just amazing.
Yes, we have been in Peoria 109 years this September. John C. Proctor established the home in 1906, and he moved in there and lived there just a short time before his death.
Okay. You know what? I did not know that, and I know where the original site is, and that's a beautiful old building. And he is also, for you Peoria historians, I believe he's buried in Springdale Cemetery, which I love Springdale. I think it's just the neatest place. So Proctor Place is a life care retirement community. So let's educate the listeners. What do you mean by what is life care?
Life care is basically it guarantees residents a lifetime of worry-free living. Residents will move in as independent residents living in an apartment on their own with a long list of included amenities. When their needs change, they then have the guarantee of health care, that long-term health care, when they need it for as long as they need it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So describe the residents at Proctor Place.
Our residents are fun, active, independent. They range in age from 66 all the way up to 105.
Wait, 105?
105.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yes,
That's terrific.
It is. So, you know, they're active, they're involved in the community. A lot of them volunteer at their churches, at hospitals. Some of them golf, some of them bowl, some of them like to travel. Some of them, you know, go away for the winters and enjoy the time that they want to spend in the way they want to spend it.
Mm-hmm. And you've had some very prevalent people live there, you know.
We've got a long history in Peoria, so it's a well-established name and people have come to trust it.
Yes, and that's really a big kudos to you and his vision that he had. You know, that still is a very nice thing for him. Now, let's talk a little bit about the life, the actual life there. Do residents have to cook for themselves or are meals included, or how does it work with your place?
Life Care at Proctor Place is kind of all-inclusive. So with specific regards to meals, we do provide three meals a day for all residents. They have multiple dining options. So we serve our breakfast, lunch, and dinner meals in the main dining room. There's always hot food items. There's always an omelet station in the morning for breakfast.
Oh, that's neat.
We have salad bar, soups at lunch, hot entrees, lots of different options for people. In addition to that main dining room, we also have two cafes. So we opened our two cafes within the last 2 years. Jim and Evie's Cafe is a cafe that's open for the noon meal. They can get burgers and fries. They can get pizza. Mm-hmm. And those are no additional charge. It's included for them in their life care plan.
Right. And I also believe that when we were there in our photo shoot, and actually there's a photo in the article, that's
yes.
where we were.
Exactly.
Jim and Evie's Cafe. And that was really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got beautiful big windows. People can sit outside. There's a nice patio out back. And it's restaurant style. So you sit down, you can relax with your friends or your family if they come to visit, and just enjoy a nice meal. In addition to that cafe, we also have our Centennial Cafe, which is open in the evening for a little light evening meal. And then we have a lot of choices, you know, obviously for those with special dietary needs. We're willing to work with them to make sure that they have the appropriate nutrition that they need.
Mm-hmm.
If residents choose, they have the option to cook in their apartment. We do have some apartments that have kitchens, that have full kitchens. So
right.
for those people who are really independent and they still like to bake or have their family over for a nice family dinner, they can do those things in their apartment.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really handy. Now, talking about dietary needs, we're talking about like somebody that would need a gluten-free type of meal, that type of thing.
Yes, low sodium, heart
right.
healthy, gluten-free. We have, obviously, the salad bar choices are going to be great for people who are trying to watch their dietary needs. But we also have, you know, plain meat choices. If somebody just wants a plain chicken breast, we can certainly provide that for them. So,
mm-hmm. My other quick question I had was, now let's say that there's a family event and they would like to have it there. Is there a separate room where they can get together?
We have a lot of lounge spaces in the community. So we have any of the lounge spaces residents can reserve. It's no charge to reserve the room for the residents, but they can sign up and secure that space. Some of the spaces have full kitchens. So again, if they wanted to have their family come in and cook a meal, they could. And they're available to the residents at any time.
Mm-hmm. And then could they also order a meal too?
Absolutely.
If they wanted
yep.
to come they in can, from your kitchens?
They can. We do provide some catering services.
Mm-hmm. That's neat because there are a lot of families that still like to come and get together. And just for ease, I think of, you know, if the family can come there where that person is, that would help out quite a bit. And then you're not missing out on family events either. And other residents can come,
exactly.
you know, which is always really fun. Now, what are some of the other services that are offered to residents at Proctor Place?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, we are kind of full service to our residents. So we offer housekeeping. We offer laundry services. Those are no additional cost to the residents. We have a concierge service. We have transportation for those needing a little bit of transportation to medical appointments or shopping trips. We have in-house beauty shop, spa, gift shop. So, you know, residents can get whatever they need right at Proctor Place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be living there for basically the rest of their life. They're able to get those things without needing to go out for them.
Mm-hmm. And how handy is that, particularly if the weather's bad or you can't get around as well? You're not as stable.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would be a real blessing. Now, can somebody do their own laundry if they wanted to?
They can, yes.
Okay.
We have washers and dryers available in all of the different living areas. And if there's those, you know, special delicate things or wool sweaters that they want to wash on their own, they certainly can do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what kinds of activities are available to residents?
We have a full activity schedule. Some of the main activities are exercise every morning, easy yoga, strength and balance, those kinds of things help people stay active and healthy. So we definitely want people to participate in those. But we also have social activities. So we have a baking club, we have mahjong groups, we have bridge clubs, men's club, book club, Bible study. A couple of additions that we've recently added are our indoor mini golf course and driving range area. So those golfers, even in the winter, can play a little mini golf and keep their putting skills up to par.
No pun intended. Okay.
In addition to those regular activities, we also have special performances, musical events, different groups in the community that come in and perform. The Peoria Heights Community Band comes to play. We have had the Irish dancers, the Flynn's Irish dancers, come in around St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
We do a Kentucky Derby party. We have a New Year's Eve party. So there's a lot of fun events going on all the time.
That's neat. Now, you have to live there to enjoy them, so I just couldn't crash one of your easy yoga classes or the Bible study.
Right, unless you're a friend of the resident. If the resident wants to bring along a friend, that's fine.
Okay. Now, how do Proctor Place residents stay healthy and active? And, you know, the other part of it, too, is why is this so important?
Our goal at Proctor Place is really to help residents stay independent as long as possible. Mm-hmm. So, one of the big things we do, as I mentioned, is provide the exercise every morning, the exercise class, the easy yoga, the strength and balance class, things that will help their bodies stay healthy. We have healthy diets available for them. We have fitness rooms in each of the independent living areas. We also have a beautiful walking path out in the back.
Oh, you do. So that is gorgeous back there.
We've got a great garden. Mm-hmm. There's a nice path that circles around, and it's very secure. We also have, you know, in the ability to walk indoors. Our facility is very spread out, but it's all connected. So even in the winter, residents can walk from one end of the building to the other without having to go outside. And you'll see residents every day after meals, they just take a quick walk just to get a little bit of exercise in.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And good advice, too. You know, I think, Amy, we're going to take a quick break at this point in time, and we're going to come back and talk more about Proctor Place. My special guest today is Amy Durbin, and she is the Life Care Planning Manager at Proctor Place. And I am Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and we'll be right back.
There is a lot to love about life at Proctor Place. As Peoria's premier life care retirement community, Proctor Place offers worry-free independent living and the guarantee of unmatched health care when you need it most. To learn more about life care at Proctor Place, schedule a tour by calling Amy Durbin at 566-4204 and mark your calendar to attend the Proctor Place open house on Wednesday, September 2nd from 1 to 4 p.m. Visit proctorplace.org for more information.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. It's so great to have you along with us today, and we so appreciate your time. And we are here talking about Proctor Place, which is on the front cover of the 2015 July issue of Healthy Cells Magazine. I'm Kim Brooks-Miller, your host of Healthy Cells Magazine, and my special guest today is Amy Durbin, and she is the Life Care Planning Manager at Proctor Place. Amy, we were talking just a little bit over break, and what are the three distinct independent living areas at Proctor Place, and can you describe those for us?
Sure, sure. Proctor Place has three distinct independent living areas, although we are one connected community. So the first independent living area we call the Heights. It is our main tower building. We have one-bedroom apartments, two-bedroom apartments, and studio apartments in that building. It's our most cost-effective, convenient location. It's right in the center of the community, so it's very close to all the activities. It's very close to the dining room, so it's very easy to get around. In the Heights, we have those one- and two-bedroom two-bedroom apartments with a kitchenette. Mm-hmm. So they've got a microwave and a refrigerator. They can do some light cooking. We also have carport parking. So if they want to have a place to park their car that's covered in the winter and shaded in the summer, we can offer that in the Heights.
Mm-hmm.
The next area that we have is called the Garden View. The Garden View is kind of a blend of indoor and outdoor living space. So they've got a one or a two bedroom apartment in the Garden View. It has the option to have a stove. So it has an option for a full kitchen. And it has a little patio or a balcony, depending on what floor they're on. So they've got that access to outdoor living space. In the Garden View, we also have garage spaces. So if they want to be able to pull their car inside a garage and go right in the building, that is the perfect option. New to the Garden View is the rule that we allow small dogs and cats now to live in the Garden View. We want to make sure that the residents feel at home. And if that means bringing their furry friend with them, we want them to do that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Amy and I were talking before the show. We discovered we are both fur mothers, meaning that our children have four paws and fur. And, you know, for a lot of people, including seniors, that's the reason why they get up in the morning. And to have that little pal is worth everything. So I think it's wonderful that that you offer that option.
Yeah, we currently have two dogs that live in the Garden View, and we have some cats in the different areas as well. Our third independent living option is the Centennial Building. It's our newest building. It was built at our 100-year anniversary in 2006. It has large open living spaces, full kitchens, 1.5 baths. We also have 1 and 2 bedroom apartments there in the Centennial Building. Parking for the Centennial Building is underground and climate controlled, so it's warm in the winter, it's comfortable in the summer. So there are extra perks that come along with living in the Centennial Building, and cats are welcome in the Centennial Building.
Mm-hmm. That's neat. Now, let me ask you this. The beautiful place that was shown in the article itself, was that in the Centennial
Yes.
Building? Okay, so
Yes.
That was a good example of that. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a beautiful place, and the view of just the woods there and everything. I mean, all season, I think that would be a gorgeous place.
Yeah, they have great views down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they do. Now, how do you help new residents with the moving process? That's always a big question and I think a worry for a lot of people. Like, great, I want to move in. I know I need to make this move, but I've still got my home or condo. How do you assist with that?
The moving process is definitely a source of stress for new residents. So what we try to do is provide a lot of assistance with that process to help ease the stress and ease the worry so that they can just move in and start to enjoy it. First, we offer to assist with selling their home. We actually purchase the resident's home from them so that they don't have to worry about open houses or showings. They can just let us purchase their home, and then we will sell it for them, basically. So they can move in and forget about it. They don't have to worry. We also cover moving costs. So we don't want residents to feel like they have to find family and friends to carry their bed and their dresser into the building and get it settled in their apartment. We work with a local mover. We send them out to the resident's house to figure out what needs to be moved, and then we pay that bill to help them move in again with no stress, no worry. Once they move in, we also want to make sure they feel at home. So we will hang their photos on the wall for them. We'll assign them a greeter on the floor, someone in their neighborhood, as we call it, to help them get adjusted, to help them find the mailbox, to help them invite them to a meal so that mm-hmm. they know where to sit and, you know, what to do when they go to the dining room. And then the greeter also hosts a little welcome reception for them so that they can meet the other people on their floor or in their building mm-hmm. so they know who's closest to them.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the Proctor Place welcome wagon,
exactly.
so to speak.
Exactly.
I think that's neat. Now, you were talking about they get to select what furniture they want to take with them?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We encourage them to bring pieces from home. You know, if they have that antique dresser that was their grandmother's, we
right.
absolutely encourage them to bring that with. Mm-hmm. If they have a favorite recliner, we want them to bring that with because that's what's going to make them feel at home.
Right, right. And then would they take care of the rest of their own furniture then, or family usually helps with that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. They would need to take care of the rest of the furniture that's in the home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what options do residents have to make their new apartment feel like home? You know, I mean, you talked about help with hanging, mm-hmm. you know, pictures, photos, things like that, which is huge. But what are some other?
We actually offer full customization options in most cases. So at the very minimum, we want them to pick their paint colors, and we want to have input on in carpet choices. So when a new resident moves in, we always paint and we always put in new carpet. So if they want a lime green bathroom because that's what they had at their house, we absolutely will paint it lime green for them. We have the color wheel. They can just point to a color they love and we'll make that happen. If that's what makes them feel at home and makes the transition a little easier, then we want to make that happen for them. In some situations, when we're doing a full remodel, for some of the apartments in the older parts of the building, we are allowing them to have input on kitchen cabinets, kitchen countertops, kitchen flooring, bathroom flooring. So they have even more options if their apartment is going to be fully remodeled.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I think I better put my name in now hearing all this, you know, because I would live there in a heartbeat, you know, after being there on the premises. And actually for years, I've gone over and visited people and done some volunteer things there. And then, of course, you know, when we came to do your story, it was just neat to see all the updates and things. Now, again, referring to the place that was shown in the article, the colors that she had done. She mm-hmm. picked then.
Yes.
Because that was beautiful. I mean, it was very calming,
yes.
the colors. And I mean, it was just a really neat place. So, but now I'm understanding what you're saying more about, you know, being able to pick that. So,
you know, it really comes back to the idea of life care. So when residents move in, they know that that is going to be their home for the rest of their life. And we want it to feel like home. We want it to be their input and their idea of what is homey.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's different for everybody, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about something that I think is very, very important. Actually, I just came from another meeting earlier today that was talking about this, long-term health care. Can you talk about that and
sure.
how it coincides with Proctor Place?
Sure. So one of the guarantees of life care and what makes us a life care community is that we guarantee our residents care through the end of their life, regardless of what their need becomes. We have what we call Shepherd's Way, which is our on-site nursing care facility. It is a 59-bed facility. It is a private nursing home specifically for Proctor Place residents. That is how we are able to guarantee our independent residents a place in Shepherd's Way when they need it, whatever they need it for. If someone has a fall or has to have a surgery and will need a rehab stay in a nursing care facility, our independent residents can have their surgery and come back to Shepherd's Way. We hold their independent living apartment so that they can go back to it. Because again, our goal is to keep people independent as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they need a long-term stay, if they develop a memory issue or some other sort of issue where they need nursing care 24/7, they can go to Shepherd's Way mm-hmm. and be guaranteed that care.
Amy, you were talking about, you know, memory issues. Does that also include Alzheimer's?
Yes. It includes Alzheimer's, dementia, any sort of issue that would, you know, require someone to need 24-hour nursing care.
Okay. Okay, great. You know, we're going to have to start wrapping up the show. It goes so quickly. Do you have any words of advice that you'd like to share with our listeners before we close?
I just would love for everyone to know that we at Proctor Place, we're a welcoming community. From our residents to our staff members, everyone genuinely cares about each other's well-being. So come for a visit. Just learn what we're all about. We're located just off Sterling on Reservoir. So we're very close to I-74. We're very close to Northwoods Mall, very close to, you know, Westlake and the Fresh Market and all of those
Yay.
Shopping areas
Panera's.
That are so,
yeah.
yes. Yes.
That's great. Well, Amy, I want to thank you for taking the time out. I know you're super busy there at Proctor Place with all that you do, and it's appreciated. Now, to schedule a tour, if this show has really piqued your interest, and be sure that you take a look at the magazine article, too. You probably have already read it, but this just expands on it. But you can call Amy at 309-566-566. 5664204. Let me repeat that number for you, 566-4204. Or you can visit the website at proctorplace.org. And Proctor Place is all one word, lowercase.org. And I want to thank everybody who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. We just treasure you all out there who listen in, and I so appreciate your comments and emails. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, hosting Healthy You. You can visit us online on Facebook or contact me at peoria.healthycells@hotmail.com. We always enjoy hearing from you and your positive comments. And also, be sure to listen to past podcasts and read Healthy Cells Magazine online at healthycellsmagazine.com/Peoria. You can now sign up to have Healthy Cells Magazine delivered directly to your email box every month. And we don't sell our lists, so we are safe there. The Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition is available now in over 800 locations in the Tri-County area. So be sure to pick up your copy today. We look forward to being with you again next Saturday. And until then, God bless you and be in your best health now.
There is a lot to love about life at Proctor Place. As Peoria's premier life care retirement community, Proctor Place offers worry-free independent living and the guarantee of unmatched health care when you need it most. To learn more about life care at Proctor Place, schedule a tour by calling Amy Durbin at 566-4204 and mark your calendar to attend the Proctor Place open house on Wednesday, September 2nd from 1 to 4 p.m. Visit proctorplace.org for more information.